As tonight's 52nd Annual Grammy Awards Ceremony in Los Angeles gets underway, members of the Quartet San Francisco will be crossing their fingers and hoping for good news. Their CD, QSF, Plays Brubeck, received nominations in two categories, Best Classical Crossover Album and Best Engineered Classical Album. The CD celebrates the 50th anniversary of Dave Brubeck's cool classic, Time Out, with string quartet renditions of his tunes. It also contains the composition by saxophonist Paul Desmond that was a big hit for Brubeck, Take Five. Quartet San Francisco joins us in NPR Studio 4A. Welcome to violinist Jeremy Cohen.
Hi, Leanne.
And to Alyssa Rose, also violinist.
Hello.
And violist Keith Lawrence.
Hi.
And cellist Michelle Jokic.
Hey, Leanne.
Hey. I'm looking at your repertoire, and I've seen in the past that you've done work by jazzman Raymond Scott, Chick Corea, Duke Ellington. Jeremy, this is a question probably best for you because you've done arrangements and you've played jazz. Why does it work? Why does jazz work for a classical string quartet?
Well, for us, any of the music that we really resonate with, the music that we grew up with, the music of Brubeck, Chick Corea, and Raymond Scott, all the people you mentioned, I've always felt if I can walk down the street and sing these things to myself, that we should be able to respell them in strings.
You're going to play Blue Rondo a la Turk, and Jeremy, you did the arrangement, and this arrangement dates back to the year 2000, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, this is one of the pieces that actually gave birth to Quartet San Francisco.
Well, you write in the notes that this is QSF's first venture into Brubeckistan.
Well, I've been listening to Brubeck since I was a child, since Time Out came out. Mm-hmm. I was a Brubeck fan.
So you were well prepared to enter that foreign country.
Yeah, we were told about the four Bs, you know, Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, and Brubeck in my family.
Excellent. Well, let's hear Quartet San Francisco with Blue Rondo a la Turk. That's QSF, or Quartet San Francisco, playing Dave Brubeck's Blue Rondo a la Turk. They played it live for us in NPR Studio 4A, and you can also find it on their CD. QSF plays Brubeck. Do I assume all of you have had classical music training? Yes,
indeed.
You have. Absolutely. You have. I wonder, do you need different techniques to play jazz on these old instruments?
Well, we do employ some different techniques in these pieces. Alyssa, you can show us a little bit of a chop, you know, to emulate the sound of drums.
Okay.
And also, you know, we'll do idiomatically things that exist in jazz that are maybe perhaps considered no-nos in classical music, you know, big grinding slides and speaking in the jazz language. We want to sort of, in crossing over, we want to employ the vocabulary of both idioms.
Cellist Michelle Jokic, you've spent a lot of time with symphony orchestras. How did you develop the techniques that you needed to play jazz?
Well, Ian, I've spent a lot of time in the classical music world in chamber music and symphonic playing, and I've always actually approached music always from my heart. Mm. Either way, it's definitely an honest and beautiful experience for me every time I take on any music, regardless of the genre. But in jazz, it's very liberating in many ways because, as Jeremy was saying, there are these slides that we can do and actually need to find a way to do them with fingerings that are completely unorthodox to the way we were trained, classically, that is. And, you know, I remember listening to Elvis Presley when I was a little girl saying, oh, my gosh, that's so beautiful. And then also listening to Heifetz and saying, wow, there's something there. The two of them are sharing, you know, and thinking, well, Heifetz can get away with it, but anybody else couldn't get away with it because we'd be accused of copying something. But now this is such a kind of a fusion of many worlds coming together now, and the ability to express oneself very vocally. For me, it's much more like a wind instrument and a voice.
Ah, interesting. Keith, was viola your first choice of instrument?
Actually, I started on clarinet.
You did.
I played clarinet, and my friends could cut jokes while they were playing the string instruments, and they would tell me a joke, and I would get in trouble for squeaking. Mm-hmm. So then I switched instruments, and I didn't want to be the kid on the school bus carrying the bass or the cello, and the violin to me was not okay.
But yeah, I can imagine you, though, hearing some clarinet riffs and some old jazz tunes and thinking, can I do that on my viola?
Oh, my
maybe I can.
Yeah.
Next month, you all are going to be participating in the American String Teachers Association National Conference. And Alyssa, I guess I'm going to direct this question to you because you are in the schools program in San Francisco. You've been working with fifth graders, second graders, and right now so many schools in this country are cutting back on their music education programs, especially string programs. And I wonder what your hopes are, realistic hopes are, for music education and, you know, how it can be made a priority.
Well, I think it's so important for kids to have the opportunity to learn how to play an instrument if they want or be immersed in music. When I've taught kids, I'm always really impressed by how innately many kids want to play music and how they're driven to do it, no matter if they've had it in their home communities or not.
Well, we want you to play us out with another tune that appears on your CD. QSF plays Brubeck, and I'll remind everybody that it's nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, Best Classical Crossover Album and Best Engineered Classical Album. And this is another tune you're going to play from the CD. This is a tune called Kathy's Waltz. Jeremy, you want to tell us something about it?
Well, yes. Kathy's Waltz is from Dave Brubeck's Time Out album, which I used to listen to on the family hi-fi. And he wrote this for his daughter, Catherine, and translated by Quartet San Francisco.
All right. Well, this is Quartet San Francisco in NPR Studio 4A. Before we hear it, let me just say thanks to all of you for coming in.
Yeah.
Jeremy Cohen, Alyssa Rose, Keith Lawrence, and Michelle Jokic. Together, their Quartet San Francisco QSF. Again, thanks, and best of luck at the Grammys to you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank
Fingers
you
so crossed. Thank you.
Our studio for a recording with Quartet San Francisco was engineered by Neil Tebalt, and you can hear full performances from the session on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Elaine Heinzman and produced by Ned Wharton, Sarah Byer-Kelly, Walter Ray Watson, Kimberly Adams, Gemma Waters, Veronica Miller, Thomas Pierce, Sean Bowditch, Habiba Noshin, Andy Lyman, Jonathan Rappaport, and Sarah Koh. Our technical director is Burke Hunn. Tom Woodward is at the operations desk. Our librarian is Kim Oleski. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano. Our program was produced today by Peter Breslow. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm Leanne Hansen.